for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
I'm serious.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Jesus believers all over this universe. Well, brothers and sisters, the Bible says, I spoke to a Jesus believer yesterday, and in speaking to them, see, it's always good to talk to believers because you can hear God. You can hear God speak right through their lips. Okay? So as I was speaking with them, they were telling me that God instructs them to read the Psalms, and that God speaks to them through the Psalms. And I know that to be correct because God speaks to us through his word. So I said, God, What are you saying to me through this believer here? We talking. And I have this, as a matter of fact, you know, I asked you to buy you a promise book, All the Promises of God, a year ago. I told you always to buy that promise book. You see, sometimes when I ask you to do things, you might not need it like at that moment. So I remember that the Bible promise book, with all the promises of God, and has a lot of Psalms in it as well. So I thought, okay, let me look in this Bible here. And let me see and construct a declaration of faith through this Bible. And as I was reading through the Psalms, because I figured that there was a message in the person of God calling me. Listen to this. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever, and gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. even a heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endured forever, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endured forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endured forever, who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endured forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endured forever. Father God, we thank you this morning that you are so good to us, and your mercy towards us endures forever. All that you do to us is good. You will never harm us nor bring destruction upon us. You have done a great work in us and will continue with it until you bring us into your courts with everlasting joy. You have made us a child of your inheritance. We are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You remember our low estate and you never fail in your mercy towards us. You are patient and lead us on the path of your righteousness. You redeem us far from the hands of our enemies. You nourish us in every area of life. You are good, and your mercy towards us endures forever. Amen. So I need to make a couple of announcements. In November of this year, for the Thanksgiving holidays, I will be in Paraguay. And for Christmas, Jesus' birthday this year, I will be in Ethiopia. I was trying to be used by God to raise somebody else up to go. But I told the Lord, I'll go. It has to be done. And truly thankful that the headliners, Jesus saves, heals, delivers, Jesus Believers Church in Paraguay will be completed. And I'll be there for the opening of my church in Paraguay for November, for Thanksgiving. And the church in Paraguay had saved up an offering for me. But the offering that they saved up for me is going to the church in Ethiopia. Praise God. So I've been quietly working. I have the church. I have the affiliation in Ethiopia. And if you recall, the couple in L.A. that got saved, they are going to fill their plane with food and baby things, you know, diapers, baby food, and baby stuff as an offering to the ministry. And they already agreed, as you know, to use their plane and their pilot and their gas. And they're going to go with me to take the stuff to Ethiopia in December. November, Thanksgiving, Paraguay, December, Ethiopia, with the plane load of food and new baby perishables. So that's that. In October, hear me. In October, I'm going to run a school right here in Dalton. October, November, I'll be out the country in November for 2 weeks in Paraguay, and then in December, 1 week in Ethiopia. It's only going to be really 3 days in Ethiopia, but flying there with the offerings and coming back. So that's October, November, December. But in October, I'm going to run a school. I'm going to run it's only going to be 2 days. Because I'm going to run it from Friday evening, all day Saturday, and half a day Sunday. I haven't pinpointed Sunday yet because I want to talk to, I need to get a few more things straightened out. Now hear me, this is what I need. I need 3 people, only 3 people to volunteer. I need you to volunteer because I'm almost finished with my book. I haven't quite named it yet, but I need 3 people to volunteer to come to Dalton and allow me to use them as my test case. You see, as you know, I had on the, well, you probably don't know, but on the website, I used to have kind of like what I call the 3-day, the 72-hour challenge. And I believe, and I really know, that I could take a person, if they feel with the Holy Spirit, and in 3 days, I can have them moving in signs and miracles and wonders and all the gifts. So I need 3 volunteers. I want to prove it before I take it public. I've been working on this a long time, and I finally got what I need. But I'm gonna need 3 volunteers to come here to Dalton at your own expense, because it's gonna enrich your life. And then I want to use your testimony as a witness that this is possible. Now I know it's possible. I've done it before many times. But I never put it together. I never had to really. It took a lot of time for me to put like, and so I want to do that, and I want to do that. So I don't have time to fool around with anybody and play no games or nothing like that. I want to do that this month. You hear me? I not only want to do it this month, I'm going to do it this month so that I can finally publish what I classify as, it's just never really been done. It's never been seen before. But I know it can happen. I know it can work. I know it can happen. But it took me a long time to learn the order, See, God has an order for everything. And God reminded me, I wrote this book. When I wrote The Spirits Are Subject Unto You, I wrote that as like a therapy for myself. The Holy Ghost gave it to me because I was sick. I was dying. And Brother Joe saved my life by taking me to the VA hospital and the Veterans Hospital saved my life. And I had to recoup. So the Holy Spirit downloaded that book to me. Well, the Holy Spirit also downloaded another book called Spiritual Understanding, because I realized that the majority of the people I was ministering to did not understand. They had a bit over here and a part over there and a bit over there. But it wasn't all together where it would just flow. You see, a lot of the old ministers who had learned from God, they had to learn from God because they didn't have nobody else. And God showed them how he worked, how he did it. And it was kind of like A.A. Allen. A.A. Allen told his wife and everybody else, he said, there is more. I happen to like A.A. Allen because I happen to believe he one of the greatest deliverance ministers that ever lived when it came to casting out devils and demons and doing it on a mass scale. You see, in order to function properly, you got to be able to function one-on-one, and you got to be able to function on a mass scale. And so them, you know, them old guys like me, they would minister in the tent, and in the tent, everybody would leave with no glasses. You see, tons of glasses on the altar left. And the women that were notable, they just don't really talk about them. But trust me, they were there. And so my desire has always been, one of my dreams was to take 10,000 people through deliverance and see them all get delivered at the same time. Well, that's easy. But then I talked to God, you know, and I wanted to know, can I equip the masses to flow in the giftings? How you do that? I asked God, how you do that? And I began to compile the information, and God would send me to people to just sit and observe. But in my heart, I was still waiting for that question to be answered. I'm ready to prove it now. I'm ready to prove it myself. Because I never stopped compiling the information. I never stopped knowing God was going to do that with me. And what's happening is that I've been seeing some things this week, this month, up until Pentecost, where God said there was going to be a lot of spiritual resistance and a lot of spiritual, you know, pulling and straining and so forth. And he was right. But I also know two things. When it gets like that, God is getting ready to do something magnificent. If I just stand in the midst of it, I'm going to see his handiwork. So then yesterday, I had an opportunity and I talked to somebody and they were weeping and crying because of their spiritual situation. And I said to them, I said, don't cry. I said, I promise you, God, it's going to heal you and deliver you. And it seems like after I said that to them, and they said to me, they said, okay. That touched me in a place of compassion like nothing else could have. And I heard God say, it's time, it's time. I had been waiting on him anyway. So I say, what do I do? He said, you call the people up. They're waiting for you. Waiting for you. It's people waiting for you. I said, okay. That's when I got the call from Paraguay to say that the church that they built for me is almost finished. And I heard God say, call up collard greens and cornbread. And I told them I do have a need now for their plane. Because God told me, take the things to Ethiopia and go and dedicate the church in Paraguay. And somebody else had dropped a little thing about a workshop to me. But brothers and sisters, I cannot move until God moves me. And he said, okay. Okay, so I need just three. I can only work with three at a time. I want to prove God's ability. Oh, I've seen some, even through this here, I've seen some miracles, and some of you know because you part of them this week. The Bible says that Jesus learned obedience. What does it say? Things that he suffered. Through the pressure. It's all about pressure. And I'm going to finish the brain. I had to do a little bit more research on the brain. I had to speak to some other people. You see, when you engage in the kind of deep deliverance, the deep healing, and some of you may be called to that, people are not going to understand what you're doing. People think it's the craziest thing in the world when you say you got to wait on God to move. You got to wait on God. And it's true. You do have to wait on God. We all have to wait on God because in him we live and move and have our being. And you know what else? The devil always comes with these two spirits right here. Distraction. Some others too, but he like these right here. And delay. Distraction, and delay. But I learned how to overcome the spirit of distraction and how to cast down the fruit of delay. Everybody is different. He works with you where you are. And since the time I've been on this podcast, my whole objective is not to get you delivered, because you know how I feel about demons. Any believer can cast out a demon. But God doesn't use anybody to make you whole, complete, and lacking nothing. And God tells you, you got to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling before God. So you got to always be on the alert to hear who he's speaking through at that moment. I'm always on the alert. I'm always in the ready. And then God always brings something back to my remembrance. Like yesterday, as I'm pondering this, as I'm talking to these people that are calling me on the phone, toe up, hurting, all because of the works of the devil. If it wasn't for the work of the devil, they'd be fine. See, God let you go through something, pressure. How many of you can recall seeing an old-fashioned pressure cooker? Not the ones they got today, they call instant pots and stuff like that, but the one you used to have to lock the lid, you got to lock the lid onto the pot. And then the pressure builds up in that pot. And the old-fashioned pressure cooker, the thermometer thing, with when it got to whatever temperature. I don't cook. But my mother ran a catering business, so I kind of know how stuff works. And then I used to see my mother have to set that pot onto the side. And then when she would... Even then, after letting it sit on the side, it would go, all that pressure. But the food would be done in the pot. And that's how the enemy does us. He puts that pressure on us. Well, God puts that pressure on us too. And when God puts that pressure on us, he wants to see one thing. And he's looking for one thing. Even when he doesn't, he's looking for one thing. Under all that pressure, under all that, will you put your faith in me? Will you put your reliance in me? Will you put your trust in me? Because he wants to know that your faith will not fail. That your faith in him will not fail. That your reliance in him will not waver. Because you know what? It's supposed to make you stronger. It's supposed to make you more reliant. It's supposed to make you more like Jesus, because You're being conformed to the image and likeness of Christ. And make no mistake about it. Christ suffered. He suffered. But then, after suffering, he rose. He rose and he told doubters and unbelievers, like Thomas, touch me. Stick your finger in my side and know. And know. And know for yourself that I am alive. That's what it's about. It's about the life of Christ being conformed in the believer. That's what it's about. And then you don't know how. And you don't have to know because you're supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. Faith in God. Faith in the Almighty. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. I have no faith in myself. I have no faith in myself. All of my faith. All of my trust, all of my reliance is upon God. And when the timing is right, when the season is upon me and you, God brings forth those things that he has been birthing in you. And they come through full term. No deformities. No imperfections. Full term. Nothing missing and nothing lacking. So, I want three people to volunteer. So that I could see. And from them, and from that point on, it'll be thousands. You see, brothers and sisters, patience is a virtue of God. When you get out of patience, the fruit can't grow. Are you hearing me this morning? When you don't have the patience and the ability to trust and rely on God's ability, you're never going to do much for him. You see, patience is the ability to endure difficult circumstances. Patience. And the patience of God fills you with the ability to tolerate delay. Remember I said? The devil used delay and the devil used distraction. But one of those fruits has already provided you with the weapon to destroy impatience. You'll get this tomorrow. You get it tomorrow. Patience gives you the ability to cast down and destroy delay. Patience gives you the ability to see through distraction. Patience gives you the ability to have joy in suffering. Patience gives you the ability to sift through what's happening in the natural and see what's happening and have a measure of understanding of what God is doing in the midst of the supernatural, miraculous realm of his kingdom. Did I say it wouldn't hurt? No, I didn't say that. But it helps to remember you had a suffering Savior. They show you the picture of the cross. They show you the wound, but they don't talk about the fact that following Christ is going to be a suffering way. You see, sometimes it is difficult. It is difficult when you're ministering to people that aren't really acquainted with the Word of God. All this stuff is in the Word. That don't know, they know Jesus and they love Jesus. Trust me. But they don't know that Jesus has to build himself in you in order to recognize him. Ooh, that was a mouthful, Holy Spirit. I said Jesus has to build himself in you in order for you and I to recognize him at work. Because it just is not like the way of the world. And so yesterday, also, I'm pondering all this stuff. And then the Holy Spirit said, now go to that old computer you got. Look it up for a few minutes. I did. And lo and behold, this thing I wrote popped up called Spiritual Understanding. You see, some of you know, some of you don't know, but in addition to the spirits I subject unto you, I have a 1,040 page volume 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. But in addition to that, I wrote many books, and I just didn't label them anything. I just wrote them and just stashed them. Because with Jesus comes knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And it takes all of that to understand that supernatural realm. It encompasses a lot more than just hearing a word or two. Even although a word from God can change your whole life. It's supposed to. So when I heard those tears, and I felt the compassion of Jesus. You see, that's what the devil trying to steal. He tries to steal your, I don't even know if this is a word, Anyway, I'm going to look it up. I'm hearing the word. It goes with communication, but it's your, I can't quite get this word, but I can see it. Let me try to write. I don't have a pen here. I'm going to try to write this word I see with God. I don't think this is a word. It ain't an English word anyway. Let me see if I can find it. I don't know if this is, but that's what he's trying to steal. And it is a word, but I don't know. The word is communicado, C-O-M-M-U-N-I-C-A-D-O. Your means of communication. What is the opposite? What does this mean? They got a company up here. But you know what? I'm seeing it translated in at least 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. At least about 40 different languages. Arabic, Danish, German, Greek. What is this? Spanish, Finnish, French, Hindu, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Latin, Dutch. Communicado, that's the word. Your means of communication. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jennifer R. In a state of constant communication. That's what he's trying to destroy. Holy Spirit, thank you again. I'm telling you, I'm on the road. With God. The devil is trying to destroy your means of communication, constant communication with God. And this has been happening. Okay, thank you, Artie. That's what it's all about. The devil, so and that was the attack of the devil on me. He was trying to ruin, and that is what you need, but it comes with patience unless somebody has it and can impart it to you. Remember the anointing is caught, it ain't taught. The glory is caught. It's caught. And I was explaining yesterday to somebody the difference between the anointing and the glory. There's a difference. And these are the things that I have been called by God to teach. And the enemy I knew I was gonna get it all, but I knew it was gonna take time, and I knew it was gonna take patience. There's a place in God where you're supposed to be in a state of constant communication with Him. And where you can be in constant communication, because there is no failure in Christ. There's absolutely no failure in Christ. Once again, what was that? A rhema word. And obviously for God to drop it like that in the middle of a conversation, and that's how he does it. He is desirous of you being in that position. Cut your error rate down. Because I know people, and they ain't gonna, if Jesus manifested right in front of them, they'd still be looking for him. And they still wouldn't do what he said because of rebellion, because of the rebellious nature of man and the rebellious nature of mankind. But the Holy Spirit just dropped that. You got to come up out of this world. And you cannot come up out of this world but through Jesus Christ. But by whose will is it that you be in constant communication with God? It's God's will. So that would bring us right back to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. I'm happy this morning. Not like the world gives. Not like that giddy stuff. But I'm happy this morning. Because I heard from God. I understand what it's all about. And sometimes I ask God, you know, God, am I that rebellious? Do I have to get it like this all the time? And obviously, his answer is yes, you are. And all I can say to that is help me, Jesus. Help me. Because you see, Jesus and I have an understanding, which is this. I'm not going to get ahead of him. And I'm not going to log and drag behind him. I'm going to be in the shadow of his footsteps. When he stop, I'm stopping. When he move, I'm moving. As long as he stays still, I'm going to stay still. But I can assure you of one thing. I won't be left behind. And glory be to God. I will be in a constant state of communication with him. Therefore, I will not fail. And I'm telling you, there are other little 10-year-olds. There are other little kids that are relying on the ability of a man or a woman being able to operate in the giftings of God enough to the point that they could be spared from the works of the devil. And I need 3 volunteers to prove it. You're not coming here for no softness. You're not coming here for no fellowship. You come in here to be trained and go home and do whatever it is God got for you to do. But I'm going to assure you of one thing. God will make you bulletproof.
hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back, I'm moving forward. I know I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
Joseph Shepherd, Jesus Believers Church, home of the transformative, extensive deliverance healing ministry. Located in Dalton, Georgia, you can reach me at area code 877-795-7110. Praise God. Praise God. Thank Him. Thank Him for His wonderful grace and His wonderful mercy that He extends towards us every day. Every day.
Are we good? Turn around, it's over now, yeah. I'ma leave myself. fresh melodies. Wanna be in your beautiful symphony. It's over now. You sing to me and my heart comes to life. Beating for you every time. And now that I hear you, oh, I love the way your chorus gets stuck in my mind. Like a lyric to my favorite song. Stick with me all day long, and when I reach the end, I wanna hear it again. Like a lyric to my favorite song, you stay with me all day long, and when I reach the end, oh, oh, I wanna hear it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jamie
Gregory.
Well, your remix is so surprising, like raindrops when the sun is shining. It's beautiful to me.
Like a lyric to my favorite song, you stick with me all day.